Ripple sets 2028 deadline to quantum proof the XRP ledger. Ripple said on Sunday that it plans to make the XRP ledger quantum resistant by 2028, tying a firm calendar date to work most chains still discuss in the abstract. The post circulated by CoinMarketCap and expanded by Decrypt framed the threat as having crossed a line. No longer a topic reserved for academic panels, but a risk worth engineering around now. XRP traded at $1.43 as of April 20, 2026, up 1.15% in the past 24 hours and 7.1% over the past week, per CoinMarketCap's market data. Price did not react meaningfully to the announcement. Why credible is the word that matters. Engineers across crypto have talked about quantum risk for years. Most conversations ended with some version of not yet. Ripple used different phrasing. The company's framing says a cryptographically relevant quantum computer, one powerful enough to break the elliptic curve signatures protecting nearly every blockchain wallet, is close enough that a multi-year migration needs to start today. Breaking ED25519 or CCPU56K1 requires a machine with thousands of logical qubits running Shor's algorithm. Current public systems from IBM, Google, and Quantinuum measure in the low thousands of physical qubits, and the error correction overhead to turn physical qubits into logical ones is steep. But intelligence services are widely believed to be harvesting encrypted traffic today with the intent of decrypting it later, a tactic known as harvest now, decrypt later. On public blockchains, where signatures sit on-chain forever, that threat has a longer shelf life than in most industries. The XRPL has a specific exposure. Any address on the XRP ledger that has ever sent a transaction has revealed its public key. A quantum adversary with a working Shor implementation could work backward from the public key to the private key, then spend the funds. Addresses that have never transacted, holding XRP that has only ever been received, are safe from this particular attack. The problem is most users transact. Exchanges transact constantly. Market maker addresses move funds every block. For holders keeping XRP in self-custody wallets, the key rotation question matters more than for users sitting on exchange balances because the rotation is on them. Ripple's timeline gives validators, wallet providers, and exchanges roughly 2 years to integrate new signing schemes, test them against live transaction volume, and coordinate a cutover. 2 years is short in protocol engineering terms, but long compared to the typical XRPL amendment cycle, which can ship a new feature in months. What post-quantum migration actually looks like, NIST finalized three post-quantum standards in 2024, ML-Chem for key exchange, ML-DSA, and SLH-DSA for digital signatures. Any chain doing this work seriously will anchor on one of those, or on a more compact research scheme like Falcon or Bliss that trades signature size for verification speed. Picking a standard is not the hard part. Coordinating the migration is. Every wallet, every exchange, every custodian, and every contract that assumes the current curve needs to handle two signing schemes at once during a transition window, then cut over. Ledger history does not rewrite itself. Old signatures stay valid for verifying past transactions, but new transactions must use new keys. Most practical designs support hybrid signatures for months or years before the legacy scheme gets deprecated. XRPL's validator set is small and coordinated compared to Bitcoin's global mining pool, which gives Ripple more leverage to hold a schedule. Whether exchanges and custodians match that schedule is a separate question, and historically the slowest link in any migration. The industry's runway problem, Ripple, is not the only project thinking about this. BitMEX Research published its own framework earlier this month, arguing that Bitcoin should not preemptively freeze exposed addresses until a cryptographically relevant machine actually exists. Ethereum core devs have debated post-quantum signature proposals for years, with Stark-based approaches gaining traction recently. The trade-off is real. A chain that waits too long to start risks a forced emergency fork if a working quantum machine is demonstrated publicly, and emergency forks rarely produce clean designs. A chain that moves too early commits to a standard that could be superseded by cryptanalytic advances against the lattice assumptions underlying ML-DSA and Falcon. Ripple's bet is that the middle path, publicly committing to a 2028 deadline, creates enough pressure on the ecosystem to move without forcing a rushed response later. For XRP holders, the practical takeaway today is narrow. Keys that have been reused for years, especially treasury addresses with large balances, are the most exposed under any future quantum attack. Those are also the hardest to migrate without downtime. The 2028 date reads as a signal to the largest holders to plan for a key rotation before the deadline, not to wait for it.